And I hope the Mets can finish the job. And oddly, I have confidence like everyone else does. It's just that I'm not celebrating it as much.
Yes.
Because game two was a bitter loss. It was a very bitter loss, and I don't know how anyone could deny that.
So, Evan, you have a right to be pissed off.
Thank you.
I will give you that. But I do think a lot of your pissed offness has to do for the fact that you were there. I think if you had consumed that game in your basement or in your man cave, you wouldn't be as pissed off. You were in the belly of the beast with your family about around a bunch of hooligans. Let's
But you know
start
why
with that.
I don't think that's the case, Luke? Because in the initial aftermath of the game, I wasn't as angry as I thought I'd be. I was more focused on, all right.
Yeah, because you were in survival mode.
Yeah,
I was in survival mode.
You were trying to get your father, your kid, your wife out of there without getting like beer thrown on you. So you were in survival mode. You got out of there. Now that you're digesting the game. See, my positivity is at an all-time high because they fought back yesterday. They showed.
They did.
They showed.
I agree with that.
Incredible fight. They've shown incredible fight. And this Mets team, to me, deals better with adversity than any other team in baseball. It's almost as if they have the Phillies right where they want them.
Well,
this team is almost better when there's something in front of them,
you know,
when there's
crazy?
Adversity.
What's crazy about what you're saying is take a look at the Met victories in the postseason and take a look at their losses. And let's include game 161 as an example because it was like a playoff game. They're down 3-0 in the eighth inning, right? Then they take the lead and then they blow the lead again. That is the definition of adversity. Game one, they got off to a terrible start. We were thinking Severino wasn't even going to get through the first inning.
Right.
And they responded. It turned into an easy victory, but it didn't start that way, right? And then the other win was being 1-0 down to the Phillies into the eighth inning. And they won. Those are the three games they won. And then you look at the losses. They blow a game against the Brewers in the eighth inning of game two, and the game that they blew yesterday where they had a lead in the sixth, and they had a lead in the eighth. So well, it is weird that it seems like they win the games that feel, then they lose the games that they have.
But all of these games are going to be like that. It's the playoffs, and guys aren't, we'll get them tomorrow.
There can be a normal game.
I know, but nobody.
Not with this Met team.
Well, yeah, the Met team. The Mets have been playing like this for, I don't know, a month and a half.
I know.
You deal with it, but all these other teams, the Phillies currently, we're not living for another day. Oh, we can get them tomorrow. Like, you can't afford to do that at this point. And so there's just a heightened urgency, awareness, and you see it from the best players. They play at a high level when they have to.
I do have to ask one question from the Bronx for Evan, though.
Mm-hmm.
If and when the Phillies get past the Mets and we get to a Yankee-Philly World Series, did the hooligans you sat with yesterday make you actively root for the Yankees in that World Series?
It's a great question. That is a very good question, and it's such a great question. I thought about that last night.
I knew you would.
And I would tell you that in this moment, the answer is yes. They were so disgusting and such awful human beings. Imagining them celebrating a championship actually pains me, but there is a caveat.
Okay.
And the caveat is, if there is a Yankee-Philly World Series, that's weeks away. That's time to let the wounds heal. That's time to remind myself I never have to go back into that disgusting city. So, as the famous wrestling line goes, cards subject to change.
Got it.
But as of right now, did my experience make it more likely I would root for the Yankees in a Yankee-Philly World Series? Oh, hell yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, enjoy that. I'm glad you have that moment that you can enjoy.
Yankee fans, that was me acknowledging you.